I think we're going to get a hold of our brother Wegedas because he let us know that he's around.
Wonderful.
So, yes. So we're going to play West Bam's Roof is on Fire. And this is the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. So listen and enjoy, everyone. We're back. That was West Bam's Roof is on Fire. That was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach, who's my brother. For people that don't know him out there, he's my brother and he's an extreme survivalist of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big forest fires of a couple of years ago, and also the big flood of a couple of years ago. So he's got a lot of experience and a lot of information that helped him survive all that. And it's just a blessing and an honor to have him with us on live. How are you doing, Shkwaisht?
I'm doing all right, as good as I can.
You had a
little bit cool on the wind. No.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that, all right.
Yeah. Well, you really had us all dancing around in here. Yeah, we were just happy the roof was on fire, not our hair.
Well, yeah. form of communication.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Letting the next city know there's something going on over there.
Yeah, so we have a subject today, and it is on communication. And would love to hear your words on that.
Communication, yeah. Well, we really need it to help us in building our communities, as well as uniting with each other. You know, to form a. Well, hopefully, more moral community instead of going rampant like Babylon, I guess, or Sodom and Gomorrah, whatever other cities and other religions have talk about. Yeah, so we need to be able to communicate with each other to help back each other up, you know, in our beliefs and in our teachings. We have to be able to pass our knowledge along. You can't do that without communication. You know? You can try mime it or, you know, try get somebody to... watch it or whatever, but you know, you blink and you might miss something important.
Blinking is a way of communication too, because I remember when we were with you in the hospital and stuff, that's the only way that we could communicate was through your one eye and your one blinking eye. So yeah, it's communication. Just you became an expert at it because you were able to do it with one eye. So I really, for me, you're my hero, and
absolutely.
Yeah, and that's why I love to bring you on and brag about you and show you to the world and just try to share that valuable information, that insight that you have. It truly is something that's going to make this world a more positive, blessed place.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and you know, we wouldn't be able to communicate to the public without radio. So
yeah.
Radio and television.
Yeah.
All that. So, yeah, communication is a much needed quality that needs to be we need to get more educated in.
Yeah, for sure. Well,
become more articulate, I guess.
Yeah. We really appreciate you for coming on live and sharing, and we know there can be a lot of pressure behind it all, but you're a very good shining light and example to the rest of us to just step up and stand up and do communicate with each other and those of us around us and spread some of that joy.
Absolutely.
So,
thank you guys for having me on.
Yeah, thank you for coming, and so I guess we're gonna have to say bye for now. So we wish you the best week you can have, and a good faster recovery in all those ailments that you've been going through.
I thank you guys for your prayers, well wishes, and thoughts and love. I send it all back to you guys there at the station and to the listeners. All right.
Okay, so bye for now then. And we're gonna
bye
be
for now.
Yeah, and we'll be looking forward to your next song and next talk.
Absolutely.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That was Gwaish Shachlech from Gwaish Gana, BC. And yeah, so we're going to carry on with our show here. And we're going to get a hold of Carnivar coming up next. And he's going to be playing a song later after this one. But first, we're going to play a song from Lucas Imbriana. And this one is on behalf of Lady Fahima.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much
for all your hard work. And we also thank everybody out there, our listeners from all over the world, from Africa, from Australia, Japan, China, India, Germany.
U.S.
Yeah, United States, New Zealand. Wherever you are out there in the world, we really appreciate you listening, joining us in to this awesome journey, positive journey. And yeah, so we're going to get on with the show and play Sultan of Swin from Lucas Imbriana. It's a cover of Sultans of Swin, Dire Straits. Oh. So enjoy, everyone.
Hey guys,
holy smokes, man.
Wow.
Just about gave me a heart attack.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're back. That was Sultans of Swin, Dire Straits, a cover by Lucas Imbriana. And we have our brother on the line, Wegedusk, and we want to ask you if you can bring us through some breaths.
Of course, Chief. Yeah, let's get in three very good deep breaths, guys, because we know how much our body loves this oxygen. So let's relax our bellies, our shoulders, our lips, every bone in your body. Relax it nice and good. And on the count of three, let's do a huge deep breath in. Three, two, one, let's go. Oh, and pure relief. Yeah, two more, let's go. And one more all the way in. Fill them lungs up. And full release.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I feel real
Whoa,
good already.
Oh, man. Yeah. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you bringing us through those breaths. It was awesome. We going to have to let you go very quickly, though. We still got...
Oh, yeah. You guys are busy partying.
Yeah, you got it for sure, man.
All right, guys. All the best. Luck,
yeah.
Luck to you at Eagle Nation.
Yeah, thank you very much. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Ciao.
All right. That was Wegedusk, our brother from the Mi'kmaq people. And we're going to carry on. And we're going to ask Lady Faima of... for her words on communications.
Thank you very much. I'm just so blessed I could be here at the station present because I was off. And this is a part of my vacation. I won't take too much time because they are wonderful souls that are going to have the space for their talks and their wise conversation, basically.
Mm.
Dr. Payam Akhavan, international lawyer of the United Nations, and Fiano Delton, CEO of the St. Paul Hospital, Mount St. Joseph, Holy Family Hospital, three hospitals under her direction, and Professor Azadeh Hamedani, who is the teaching at SFU, Dr. Hamedani, who is a professor at SFU, Simon Fraser University. These respected individual souls, it was just based by the communication. It was the communication of the language of the soul. It was heart to heart and very pure and organic talk that we had with one another. It allowed me, and it's such a privilege and honor to have them side by side and to bring them to the station. And through these Free Voices station is spreading out through the cross-country reservation to the landowner of the country, Aboriginal people, respected Red Nation, a strong nation, and... these are the facts, and these are, we are coming from the very different background, different languages and the culture. We are all the believer of the peace. And this communication is based on the diversity, and it's such a privilege and honor for me to be among of each one of you, and God bless Canada and the rest of the world, and I wish the very best for the world. Mm. Peace.
Well, thank you so much for joining us live here in the studio and
thank
sharing
you.
your wisdom and your words. It's always a great privilege when we can have you in the studio, and thank you for all the great goodies that you brought in the tea.
Thank you.
It's just a wonderful time here to celebrate just the special time that we have here at this radio program and being able to share our positivity and words to the world and communicate in a very positive blessed way. And so we're going to carry on with the show. And we do have Kanavar with us.
Wonderful.
Hello. Hello. Salam. Kamara Hashif.
Yeah. And so we asked him to give us a song, bring us a song. And he's got one. And what is the name of it? Can you introduce it to us?
It is a series of instrumental electronic dance music. The artist is from Japan, Kiji Suedo. And the label is from Edinburgh. So it's a fairly recent release, I believe in April of last year, or excuse me, of this year. So fairly recent stuff, but it when Hwayinch said the theme was communication, then I thought about a music that had communicated to me strong enough to make me remember it months later. And definitely this track, it there was just something special about it.
Mm-hmm. So is it, the name is Hosek?
Hosek 1.
Hosek 1.
Yeah.
That's the name of the song?
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to play that, and we really appreciate you coming and joining us and all your special songs that you do.
Absolutely.
Always a pleasure. It's really nice to see everybody live in the studio as well.
Yeah, likewise. Yeah.
Thank you so much. So we're going to let you go for now, and we're going to play your song.
Catch you on the flip.
Yeah, yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye for now.
Arigato.
Okay. So let's listen.
Beautiful.
From Japan, yeah. And so we're going to be wrapping up our show, but we'd like to hear from President of Minnetonka Park Association.
Yeah, absolutely.
On communication.
Big subject. I think one of the biggest ones that we forget about is, or that we can easily fall off and forget about, is listening deeply. So listening deeply, get access to your heart, and yeah. And the kryptonite for communication is fear, judgment, and reactivity. So if we find ourselves reactive, go take a little reflection break, get a chance to settle down, and join back in.
Hug a tree.
Yeah, hug a tree.
Yes, yes.
Love a tree, hug a tree.
Yes.
So awesome. Well, we thank everybody. We thank
we didn't hear
staff
from you.
Up here at CGSF. 90.1 FM. We thank Magnus. We thank
absolutely
Jesse. Mm-hmm. We
yes.
thank Carnivar. We thank Juju.
Yes.
We thank even Vivian, our
yes.
intern
absolutely.
Out in Germany.
Yes.
We can't wait till we get a hold of her and bring her on
yes.
the program again.
Yes.
So
they communicate beautiful support to us.
Yes, for sure. So, and we thank all the listeners out there
yes,
right now.
Yes, absolutely.
Just have a great rest of your week and weekend, and come back again next Thursday, 3:00 to 4:00, and listen to Free Voices. So, we're gonna have to say bye for now, and looking forward to bringing you another wonderful program next Thursday.
Woohoo!
You're listening.